every time that we sit across the table from somebody reading the book or doing work, and we see the eyes light up, we get to tap into that in a way that very, very few people ever have the privilege of doing. And we get to do it for fun and for free. Stunning. So Heard is out there in Trabuco Canyon. Wilson comes by because Exman has told him, you're making a swing through California. You need to stop and see Gerald Heard. Well, at the time, Wilson's going through all this stuff about the traditions. And he's trying to figure out what's the structure going to be. And Heard says to him, small autonomous groups, no central authority. From his anthropological take, this was the next evolutionary step that mass movements could make. And they became really close friends and did all kinds of wonderful things together after 5 years, the center was not self-supporting, and so Heard donated to the Vedanta Society, which is the oldest Hindu sect of Los Angeles, and you can still go there today, and you can go and meditate. And they have a Thursday evening meeting that you can go to at the Trabuco College campus. In 1954, 53 and 54, there's a place called the Wainwright House in New York, and X-Men had gotten together with Dr. Leslie Weatherhead, who was a noted a theologian and preacher, and he and his group they put together a think tank. And their idea was to develop a prayer service that could, of healing, that could be injected into the traditional congregational churches in the United States and hopefully foment a movement of real spirit infusing the traditional church structure. The people that were there were people like Eileen Garrett from the Parapsychology Foundation, Carlton Sherwood from Ryan from Duke University, who worked with J.B. Ryan, who is the man who developed the whole thing about ESP. There were a bunch of different theologians. Huxley was there, Heard was there, X-Men was there, Rachel Davis Dubois was there, the woman who started intercultural education, statistically analyzing it, proving that if you put white and black kids in the same room, they wouldn't kill themselves, each other, and all that stuff. And on the Saturday night, the prime person that they're going to use as the closing speaker for the thing is William Griffith Wilson. Because he knew that his experience at Towns was a gift, was an intervention from the power. And he never believed that he was responsible for that, even though we keep waving this book and acting like he somehow came down and transmitted all this stuff for us to follow and all that. That's not what happened. He always believed that this was something outside of him. This group that he was involved with at Wainwright, the spiritual healing seminar, this guy has found his tribe. They're looking at his experience not as something remarkable, but something that how can we take this, how can we make this available to all? So they're working on this stuff, brilliant people, and I get to read the transcripts from the weekend and all that stuff. And a year later, there's a new psychological medicine, because one of the things that they're talking about in this is, where's the real trouble? It's centered